the commission also heard from the competitive swim community and the Convention and Visitors Bureau about the importance of the 10-meter or the 10-lane width of the 50-meter pool, because it gives 25 yards, which is the short course competitive length in USA Swimming. And so both for training purposes and for maybe the expansion of opportunities to host a wider variety of competitive events, that both the 25-yard configuration and the 50-meter configuration in one pool was an advantage that, in their argument, and the commission agreed, was worth the additional funding. So those two, so wider pool with the diving well, that was the first set of options that the commission chose from. The second was the size of the children's play area. There was an option to upsize that by 800 square feet and also add an additional play feature. And or not an additional play feature, I guess a larger play feature. The commission approved that upgrade as well. There was an option to upgrade the surfacing from epoxy paint to a quartz aggregate. The commission elected not to do that. I would say primarily the reason is, I think in the end, they didn't necessarily agree that that would be the right fit for this environment. While it was kind of nice to think of the possibility that they wouldn't have to resurface the pool as often. Epoxy paint, you got to do it every 3 to 5 years, or after 3 or 5 years initially, and then sort of that timeline scoots up and you got to do it more frequently till ultimately you're getting pretty close to doing it every year. There's a big cost associated with that. And so if there was a way to get to a surface that wouldn't need redone for 15 or 20 years, that was appealing. The problem is it appears you have to leave water in this pool, and that just isn't feasible in our temperatures, or puts too many other things at risk. So the commission elected not to do that upgrade. So two of the categories they picked the upgrade, that will finalize sort of that phase one packaging. Contractors are already going down there, and we look forward to having that pool open by next Memorial Day.